This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. What is the one activity that we can do on earth that we cannot do in heaven? We can lead a soul to Christ. Yet far too often, believers get so indifferent and become so distracted by other insights, we neglect our greatest priority, taking as many people from this generation as possible with us home to heaven. A crude life-saving station was built on a dangerous seacoast where shipwrecks were frequent. At first, the building was just a hut with only a single boat and a few devoted crewmen who kept a constant watch over the sea. With no thought for themselves, these crewmen went out night and day searching for any seamen they might help. Because many lives were saved, members were added, new boats were bought, additional crews were trained, and the little station grew. When some of the new members noticed the station's crude appearance, they replaced the emergency cots with hospital beds. Better furniture was installed in a much larger building, and the station itself became a popular place for its members to meet, eat meals, and make friends. Soon the station became a club. But because fewer members were now interested in going out on life-saving missions, the station hired professional crews to do the work on their behalf. Then one day a large ship was wrecked just off the coast. The hired crews brought in many boatloads of wet and half-drowned people. But because the people they rescued were dirty, bruised, and sick, the beautiful new club became terribly messed up. So the property committee called a meeting where they decided that the club's life-saving activities should cease. Those who disagreed were told that if they wanted to continue saving lives, they could start their own life-saving station down the coast. They did. But as the years went by, this station became a club. Its life-saving work became less of a priority. The few members who remained dedicated to saving lives began yet another station. History repeated itself again and again. As the story goes, if you visit that stretch of coastline today, you will find a number of exclusive clubs along that shore. And even though shipwrecks are still common in those waters, most of the people die. God wrote in Genesis 8, verse 22, "While the earth remains, there is seed time and harvest." Solomon added in Proverbs 11, verse 30, "He who wins souls is wise." Yet the good news of the gospel is only good news if it reaches the lost in time. Have we lost our interest in reaching souls for Christ? When it comes to winning souls, do we merely play church and give lip service to evangelism? Or are we active in sharing our faith? At our job sites, in our homes, and wherever we shop, we are either missionaries or a mission field. As we examine the level of our interest and participation in the most important activity this side of heaven, which are we?